To the Manor Born by Peter Spence, starring Penelope Keith, Keith Barron, and Angela Thorne. Viva la Spore.
Bless you, Brabandrew.
We're nearly down to our last log, madam.
Never mind, we'll manage.
Typical, isn't it? Plenty of logs when it's warm, then the first signs of ice and stone, we run out.
Oh, don't light a fire just for me.
Actually, I was thinking more of me, madam.
Oh, toughen up, Brabandrew. There may be snow on the ground, but it's not cold.
But I can barely feel my extremities.
Dear me, that cough. Perhaps you should light a fire. That's a nasty chest you've got there.
Oh, I think I'm going down with a lurgy. Must have been the parish meeting last night.
What's that got to do with it?
Sitting in the freezing hall for hours on end talking about tea urns and cake stalls and with no heating. They did say on the news it was the coldest night of the year.
Oh, take no notice. If you listened to them, you'd think we were returning to the Ice Age.
Feels like it to me.
But not to me. Honestly, a silly little bit of snow and the whole country grinds to a halt.
Perhaps in your last life you were a penguin.
No. In my last life, I was also a Forbes Hamilton. That would be enough to keep the cold out. We were always a hardy breed.
Nevertheless, madam, I should wrap up warm if I were you. You don't want your resistance at a low ebb with all these bugs going around.
I'm not in the habit of catching things which go around, Brabandrew. If anything, I have mine specially delivered.
So, how is my mother, Doctor?
It'll be a lot worse, considering her age. Just a matter of taking it easy and keeping warm. And here's a prescription for some tablets.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Horton. I seem to have called you out for something fairly trivial.
Not at all. It's always a pleasure to visit my private patients. That's what you pay me for.
Just come into my office for a moment. Ah, that's you.
Thank you.
Now, how much do I owe you?
Well, you'll get my account in due course. I always wait until there's nothing more I can do. Mind you, there are some patients one feels ought to be charged a deposit before treatment starts.
You get bad debts too, do you?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Never know what to do about them myself. I mean, they ruin your cash flow, but if you take them to court, you can still be out of pocket.
I have a much simpler remedy. I just put mine on the National Health. No, you'd be surprised at the sort of people who seem to ignore their doctor's bill.
Yes. Mrs. Forbes Hamilton. Right, Wheeler in.
Well, talk of the devil. I'd better be on my way.
You don't mean Audrey. You know, you don't mean she doesn't pay her bill.
Well, that would betray a professional confidence.
Well, I thought your Hippocratic oath only applied to medical matters.
Health? Money? Much the same thing with some people. But yes, she still owes me for her husband's last illness.
Ah, good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Richard. Oh, Dr. Horton, how lovely to see you again.
Yes. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be on my rounds. Now, don't forget those tablets, Mr. Devere. 3 a day after food and call me at once if there's no improvement. Good morning.
Thank you, Doctor.
Good morning, Mrs. Forbes Hamilton.
Dr. Horton? Oh, I'm sorry to hear this, Richard. I didn't know you were off colour.
Oh, it isn't me. It's Mother.
Oh, poor Mrs. Pooh. I hope it's nothing unpleasant.
Well, this weather's getting her down. And sitting through that parish meeting and the perishing cold didn't help.
Well, she's in good hands with Dr. Horton. He's been our family doctor for as long as I can remember.
Yes, he was telling me he was your late husband's doctor right up to the end.
You mustn't hold that against him. At least he called regularly. It's such a comfort to have a family doctor who will rush to your bedside when you've got something.
Like money.
Oh, I must admit, Dr. Horton is expensive. My husband's death cost me a fortune.
Did it?
Not that I begrudge a penny of it. Money well spent. I can't afford it these days, of course, but fortunately I have the constitution of an ox.
Well, you need it in this weather. How on earth do you get through the winter months down here?
We always went away. All the most sensible birds fly south in the winter, so why shouldn't we migrate?
And where did you go?
Zermatt, for the winter sports. Alas, things are very different now. This year I shall simply have to tough it out. You know, I once had an aunt who lived in Knightsbridge and spent the winter in Harrods.
Maybe that's what I should do.
Oh, you wouldn't need to go to Harrods. You could use one of your own supermarkets.
I meant go on a skiing holiday.
Oh, do you ski?
Me? Of course I do.
Are you frightfully good?
Oh, I'm Brilliant.
It's a wonderful sport. Bends and knees, bends and knees. Oh, out on the piste all day, that wonderful crispness in the air, the blissful freedom and the soothing silence of the mountains, and then the smell of wood smoke and the après-ski apple strudel at Hans and Gerda's restaurant.
Yes, a broken leg is a small price to pay for that lot.
Oh, I never broke a leg. A broken arm once, but it was worth it to have my plaster cast signed by the Aga Khan and Gerald Ford. Talking of that, I need your signature on this Grantley Community Association cheque.
More paperwork, how kind.
It's for the heating repair for the village hall.
Well, that was quick.
Oh, no, the plumber hasn't done the work yet, just that he refused to take any instructions from me unless paid in advance.
And is that usual?
He said there are some people round here who don't pay their bills, so we all have to suffer.
Did he say who?
He said they didn't have names, or pack drill, come to that. But isn't it just too dreadful that it's come to this just because of a few people?
Certainly is.
Is that squiggle supposed to be your name?
Well, whose did you want? The Aga Khan's or Gerald Ford's?
Oh, hello, Ord.
Oh, hello, Marjorie. What a day.
Doing your own lumbering, then?
Just scavenging for the last of the logs. Poor Brabinger's too poorly to be out. Coming in for coffee?
Oh, yes, love to. Achoo!
Oh, no, not you as well.
Afraid so. I think it was probably sitting in the village hall.
Oh, don't tell me.
Anyway, I seem to have got a nasty chill.
A cold, Marjorie. Only royalty have chills. What you've got there is a common cold.
Oh, let me help you with that basket.
No. No, leave it to me. I seem to be the only able-bodied person left on the estate. What's that awful smell?
Oh, it's probably my vapor rub for my chest.
What on earth is it?
Tansy root extract and garlic. I made it myself.
Really, Marjorie, you and your herbal cures. You smell like a compost heap. Brabinger?
Yes, madam?
We'd like some coffee, please, in the drawing room.
Very good, madam.
I'm only lighting the fire for Brabinger.
Are you sure you could manage those logs?
I've carried twice this weight in my time.
Well, it could certainly do with a nice blazing fire in here.
Well, don't get too close, because that vapor rub of yours will probably ignite.
And then I'll explode like the village hall boiler.
Oh, do stop sniffing. And don't stand there. That's where I'm going to put the log basket.
Sorry.
I'm surrounded by invalids. It's a good job somebody around here is thoroughly fit. There. Ah. Oh!
What's the matter?
Are
you all right?
Oh, yes. I always stand bent double like this.
Well, you could come up again.
I can't. It's my back. Do something, Marjorie.
Well, I can't do anything unless you stand up.
How can I stand up? My back's gone.
Oh, here. Lead on me.
Oh, try not to breathe all over me, Marjorie. Or point your chest at me.
Oh, well, if you don't want me to help you...
Ah, no. Don't leave me. Get me onto the sofa.
Honestly, or you're making the most awful fuss.
Oh, I'm in agony. Oh,
there.
Thank you, Marjorie. Put a cushion behind me.
Oh, right. There. How's that?
Prop me up.
Oh, right. There. Are you comfortable?
Do I look comfortable? ring Dr. Horton. He's got to come and have a look at me. Oh. The number's on the pad there somewhere.
Yeah. Are you still a private patient?
What difference does that make? This is an emergency.
This isn't the surgery number. This is his home number.
Well, of course it is. He comes to see me at my home. I call him at his.
Dr. Horton, Marjorie Frobisher here. I'm ringing for Mrs. Forbes Hamilton. She seems to have done something to her back.
I don't seem to have done it. I have done it.
Right. He asked what seems to be the trouble. Well, Doctor, she seems to have got this back problem from lifting a heavy log basket. Ah, he wants to know how long you've had it.
He bought it in Morocco about 10 years ago. What's that got to do with it?
Your back problem.
I don't have a back problem. This is a straightforward injury.
Well, she's only just this minute done it. He wants to know if you can walk.
Of course I can't walk. You know I can't walk.
No, Doctor, she says she can't walk.
Oh, let me speak to him.
No, she's totally incapacitated. Oh, she's just coming to the phone.
You see, listen to her. Yes, all right, Marjorie, thank you. Hello, Dr. Horton, Audrey Forbes Hamilton here. Oh, very well, thank you, except for a severely damaged back. I'm in absolute agony, so if you could pop over and have a look. What bill? I thought I paid it. National Health? Of course I've heard of it. Supposed to be the best in the world, isn't it? Just because I can crawl to the phone to summon help, I see. Very well, goodbye. If you can walk, evening surgery starts at 6. Oh, that's all I need. Don't say I'm catching a chill.
Here we are, Mother. Grub's up. Today's chef's recommendation, Cavendish Food TV dinner.
Yuck!
That's the best I could do. It's very wholesome and nourishing. You've got to build your strength up. I want you to be better by next Saturday.
Why next Saturday?
Because after Saturday, well, I won't be around to look after you.
Are you off for somewhere?
I'm going skiing in Switzerland.
But you've never been on skis in your life. You will break your neck just putting them on.
Well, I've ordered my skiing gear and booked my chalet and, well, everything.
You can do your skiing here. You have got snow, you have got slopes, you have got hills. What has Switzerland got that this has not?
Apfelstrudel at Hans and Gerda's restaurant, huh?
You want Apfelstrudel? I will make you Apfelstrudel.
Yes, I'm sure you could, but it's just that in Switzerland, well, there's a better class of chalet girl.
Oh.
Number 4 for Dr. Davis, please.
Oh, glory.
Steady, Audrey. Are you sure this is the surgery, Marjorie, yeah. Not the vet's?
But yes.
You can't sit down yet. You've got to register at the desk. Over here.
Good morning.
Dr. Horton, please, once.
Do you have an appointment?
Certainly.
Name?
Mrs. Forbes Hamilton, 2 small F's.
I can't see it down here.
I spoke to Dr. Horton personally, didn't I, Marjorie?
Yes, you did.
6 o'clock, on the dot.
Oh, no, that's not an appointment, I think. You'll find that's just surgery opening time. Everybody's appointment is for 6 o'clock.
Yes, but I'm not everybody.
Anybody can come at 6.
But she's not anybody.
Oh, no, of course not. You used to be up at Grantley, didn't you?
I still am, thank you. What's left of me?
Yes, Dr. Horton did mention your case.
Hear that, Marjorie? I'm a case now.
The doctor said you wanted to register as a national health patient.
Never mind all that. I want to see Dr. Horton.
I'm afraid Dr. Horton's list is full.
What does that mean?
It means you'll have to sign on with one of the other doctors. Dr. Skeffington can take you.
Never heard of him.
No, he's new. He's not in yet this evening. Only just qualified.
No, thank you. I don't want to be a guinea pig for a doctor who's only just qualified.
I should think not. Hasn't had time to get his hands full.
Well, there's Dr. Davis.
Good heavens, is he still alive?
He comes in to help out when we're busy.
You'd have to be very busy to get him in. He must be 90 if he's a day. Do you remember him, Marjorie?
Yes, when I was about 6, he took out the gardener's boy's tonsils on the kitchen table.
I certainly don't want to see him.
Well, it's Dr. Skeffington, then.
Oh, very well.
Here you are.
What's this?
It's your number in the queue.
Me? A number in a queue?
Where do you hear the buzzer? Your number lights up on that board over there. You go in.
Honestly, just feel the weight of it.
That's so you don't walk off with it.
Oh, it's too humiliating.
Come and sit down.
We must just hope nobody sees us.
Oh, they're about to, aren't they?
I mean, nobody we know.
Don't sit! Oh, excuse me.
No, quick, pass me that copy of Horse and Hound.
Right. Well, at least there's something interesting to read in here.
It's not to read, it's to cover my face. That's Ned over there.
Oh, so it is. Hello, Ned.
Marjorie.
Oh, hello, Miss Fraser. Who's your friend, then? Oh, evening, Mrs. Forbes.
Evening, Ned. What are you doing here?
Well, come about my chest, ma'am. Must have been sitting in that freezing village hall last night. What are you in for? Woman's trouble, is it?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, usually is.
If it's any of your business, Ned, I've brought Miss Frobisher in. She's not at all well.
I'm sorry to hear that, Miss Frobisher. But what seems
Ned,
to be
Ned,
here,
what then? Do you know about this Dr. Skeffington?
Well, I don't know anyone has died of him yet. Then he hasn't been here long enough, has he?
He ought to know all about the latest drugs.
I don't go with all this newfangled stuff myself. Not that it bothers me anyway.
Why not?
I always see Dr. Horton. Ah, that's me. Excuse me, Mrs. Horton.
Oh, glory. There's Mrs. Patterson from the corner shop and Mr. Purvis, the postman. Now it'll be all round the village.
Marbury Group practice? Oh, hello, Dr. Skeffington. Yes, all right, I'll try and get cover for you. Goodbye. May I have everybody's attention, please? I'm afraid Dr. Skeffington is ill.
I'm not surprised working in a place like this.
Dr. Skeffington's patients will have to see Dr. Horton.
Oh, good.
That will be numbers 1 to 10. The rest will see Dr. Davis.
Not my day, is it?
Why? What number are you?
11.
Oh, and that little handbell, Marjorie. Could you bring that over, please?
What for?
So that I can ring for Brabender, of course. I'm really very cross with Dr. Horton abandoning me like that. I've a jolly good mind not to pay him for Martin's death.
Kettle should be boiling. I've got something that's supposed to be really good for Bax. Essence of marigold in your tea.
Essence of marigold? I suppose I should be grateful. It's more than I got from the National Health. Yes, Brabender?
Mr. De Vere's here, madam. Are you receiving visitors?
Yes. Prop me up, Marjorie.
Oh, no, please, don't get up.
I wasn't going to. And I couldn't if I tried. How are you, Richard?
Fine. Hello, Marjorie. How are you?
Just a bit of a cold, that's all.
Yes, well, it was a bit brass monkey in the village hall last night, wasn't it? And how are you, Audrey? I heard you were laid low.
Who told you?
Well, just about everybody. It's the talk of the neighbourhood. They can't believe it.
There has to be a first time for everything.
Yes. Well, I thought if I came round now, I might get to see you in bed.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Marjorie, didn't you say the kettle was boiling?
Oh, there's no hurry.
Shouldn't you be adding your witch's brew?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure Richard would enjoy a cup of tea.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, all right. I'll go bake it. Shall I?
Yes, Marjorie. Do sit down, Richard.
I've brought you some flowers.
Oh, thank you.
And some chocolates.
Oh, you really shouldn't. What are they? Ah, the Cavendish selection, sample only.
Well, I just happened to have them by me. We like to try them out on people.
Well, I suppose it's better than marigold tea.
And what's that?
One of Marjorie's herbal remedies.
You're not putting your trust in that sort of nonsense, are you? Send for Dr. Horton.
Oh, I don't send for the doctor just for a bit of a backache.
Well, I really think you ought to get him in to look at you. I'll ring him.
No, Richard.
You sure?
Oh, quite sure. There's absolutely nothing any doctor can do for a backache. I wouldn't dream of wasting their time. There are some of us left who cannot bring themselves to be a burden on the health service, which is why we go private.
Here we are. Tea. Aud, you are naughty. Guess what we've just found.
Oh, what's that?
It's a surgery number plate, number 11.
Oh. Benzinese!
What on earth are you doing clattering through the house like a mad thing, baby?
I'm sorry, Mother, did I wake you up?
You would waken the dead.
But look, my skiing gear has just arrived.
Let me have a look. You look ridiculous.
Oh. Well, I thought I looked rather racy.
Well, really, skis in the house.
Is it the bobble hat?
It does not help. But if it keeps your head warm...
Oh, can't you see me on the slopes next week in this lot? Shushing it down the Matterhorn.
That is right. You go and enjoy yourself. Leave your old mother, your sick old mother, to look after herself.
Now, the doctor said you were perfectly okay. And if I don't get a holiday soon, it's going to be me that drops dead. Besides, you're costing me a fortune in flowers and chocolates.
Me? Or Audrey? You had spent most of your time down at the old lodge with her every afternoon.
Well, I've never known you complain of my spending time with her before.
No, but you are going to abandon her now, are you not? You will be off skiing, and you will leave her on her back.
But I can't put off my holiday any longer.
But why don't you put it off until she is better, then she can go with you?
Can you honestly see me skiing with Audrey? Imagine the humiliation of her slaloming down Black Run with me still on the nursery slopes.
But there is no harm in asking her.
She couldn't accept in a present state, so what's the point? Oh, on second thoughts, now perhaps I will ask her. It might be rather fun.
She would like to see you in your ski suit.
Yes, she would, wouldn't she? But I don't think I'll risk it wearing this silly hat.
Why not? Your father always used to say that when skiing, you should always wear a bobble hat. Because then, when you yodel, you have something to wobble.
Hello! I bought your shopping for you.
I'm in the drawing room.
Oh, sorry. Did I wake you?
Oh, was I asleep?
Well, how are you today?
A little better, thank you, but I think it'll be a long haul yet.
Oh, shall I put the kettle on for some marigold tea?
Oh, can't we have ordinary tea, just for a change?
All right, if you insist. Are you sure you've been having a nap?
Of course. As well you know, Marjorie, for the last few days I have been totally unable to move, and you know it has been my practice, though I wish it were different, to have a nap in the afternoons. As it happens, today I have had a very good one. Why?
Only, well, you won't believe this, but I just had an extraordinary hallucination.
What do you expect if you will drink that stuff?
Oh, maybe I'm mistaken, but it was just like looking into a fairy tale.
What did you hallucinate then?
I was just on my way out, and I happened to look over this way into the trees, and I saw an old lady bent over picking up faggots in the wood.
Really? How strange.
Just like in the olden days.
It was probably Brabantra.
In a skirt?
It's his day off.
No, it was definitely an old lady.
Old?
Looked it. Or maybe a younger lady with a back problem, wrapped in a shawl. She was just a shape at first, a silhouette against the snow, but then she came out of the wood over this way, and I could see it was a tartan shawl. Just like the rug you've got over your legs there.
Really? How odd.
Yes. And green Wellingtons. In fact, rather like...
Marjorie, leave this right
there. Yes, green Wellingtons. Just like those.
What of it?
And they're still wet. I thought so. No wonder the little old lady scuttled away when she saw me.
Oh, all right. So it was me. I was out collecting what wood I can. We've run out of logs and I had to keep this fire going. For Brabantra's benefit, you understand.
Very commendable. But aren't you supposed to be immobile?
I still am. Sort of.
Oh, you must have recovered.
Well, if you must know, yes, I have. I felt perfectly all right since Saturday.
Why are you still lying around? It's not like you, malingering.
I have my reasons.
Oh, is one of them called Richard Devere?
So are all the others.
Isn't that rather deceitful?
But I'm sure if you had the opportunity, you'd do the same. I'm an ordinary woman, and I like being visited every day by a gentleman who brings me chocolates and flowers and presents. Even if they are samples.
And the minute you get better, he'll stop coming, is that it?
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment of the situation.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, in here. Come on in.
So, how are you today?
Oh, Richard, look at you. How smart. Oh, how colourful. Mm. How figure-hugging.
Yes, all right, Marjorie.
Oh, you're still laid up.
And suffering, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, I brought you these.
Oh, how kind. Flowers and chocolates. Marjorie, weren't you making tea?
Oh, yes. Won't be a minute. Wow.
What are you dressed like that for, Richard?
Well, I was just going to put in some skiing practice. I'm a bit rusty. How long is it going to be before you're on your feet?
Oh, I'm afraid it may be sometime.
You're not likely to recover by the day after tomorrow.
Oh, I wish it were possible.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, I'll just have to forget it.
Forget what?
Well, you see, I'm going away. My skiing holiday.
Oh, so you won't be coming to see me?
Well, it wasn't that. I was toying with the idea of asking you to come with me.
Oh, Richard, how kind.
However, since you're in such a bad state, it's out of question.
Oh, but if I were, say, to recover...
Well, you said there wasn't any chance of that.
Marjorie has some wonderful herbal cures noted for their quick results.
Well, of course, if that were to happen in the next 24 hours, fine. But, oh, from the look of you... Oh, dear. What a shame.
Here we are, sir. One tractor with winch and cable. Isn't that what you ordered, sir?
Oh, just a ticket, Ned.
What's happened, sir? Someone driven into the lake?
Ned, what would you say was the longest hill on the estate?
The longest hill? Going up or coming down?
Aren't they the same?
Not if you're walking.
Well, I want the longest downhill slope.
Oh, I get you, sir. You want a bit of a run, you'll get that at Frogmore Pasture. That's from the top of the ridge, goes down to the river. That's the best part of half a mile.
Fine, well, let's go there.
Sink your tackle in the scoop, sir. Hop up with me now.
Right. Now, is there good snow up there?
Oh, must be a good 4 or 5 inches by now after the overnight fall.
Oh, excellent. Good for ski practice, then.
So, you want to shoot down the hill and then for me to haul you back up again, that it?
Well, eventually, yes, but to start with, I want you to let me down as well, but slowly.
Oh, I think it's a dirty trick.
I understand how you feel. Really, I do. It's not as if you can even ski.
That's not the point.
I can promise you there'll be no après-ski hanky-panky in the chalet, if that's what you're worried about. One feels too tired for that sort of thing after a hard day on the piste.
Well, don't expect any sympathy from me if you break anything.
I'm not changing my mind.
I'm going up the Matterhorn, and that's flat.
Oh, I can't wait to see his face when I tell him I'm going with him.
Seems a bit churlish to go all that way to have a bit of a ski when you've got all the snow you want here.
Ah, yes, but it's the ambiance, the rugged snowscape, and the view.
I've never heard you complain of the landscape of the views here at any time of the year. I mean, just look out there. Frogmore pasture looks just like a Christmas card.
Mm, I know it does. In fact, it'll break my heart to leave it as it's looking at the moment, with the sun glinting on the snow and... Marjorie?
What?
Quick, pass me those binoculars. There's something up on the ridge there.
I think it...
Yes, it is. It's Richard.
Well, would you believe it, Marjorie? De Vere is skiing.
Well, so what? It's his sport.
Is it indeed? It can't be.
He's stiff as a ramrod, and he's standing all wrong. Why is he going so slow? Oh, I see. Guess what? Ned's letting him down on the winch.
I thought he told you he was a good skier.
He did, but look, he could never have been on skis in his life. Oh, isn't that marvelous? Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to have to teach him.
Bend the knees, bend the knees. Now, steady, Ned. Now, steady. Now, not so fast. Ned.
I'm sorry, sir, but the cable seems to be slipping.
Just slow down. Slow down, man. Ned, don't slower, Ned. Pull up. Oh, pull up, for God's sake.
I can't, sir. The raft, it seems to have shorn off.
The river. Oh, how do you turn in these things? Now, stop, Ned. Now, stop. Oh,
oh, look at that, Marjorie, right in the river.
Oh, how awful.
Shouldn't we be?
No, Ned's there to fish him out.
Oh, poor Rich.
Oh, isn't this just heaven? Wait till we get out on the piste. You'll never hear the end of this.
Audrey.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Prue.
Come in.
Thank you. Lovely to see you on your feet again.
And you. Are you better?
Fighting fit. It was Marjorie's herbal remedy which did the trick. I should bear that in mind if you ever have a bad back. Is Richard in?
Yes, he is. But he's rather tied up.
Yes, well, I expect he's very busy packing and everything.
That was yesterday. He is at his desk as ever. But he will be very pleased to see you. Do go in.
Thank you. Hello, Richard.
Oh, Audrey.
Surprise?
Certainly. Excuse my not getting up.
Still chained to that desk, I see.
Yes, and I thought you were still glued to your sofa.
Not anymore. I'm better.
Oh, that was a quick recovery.
Marjorie's a little miracle worker. I'm now as fit as a flea and raring to go. All set, then?
Bend the knees.
I'm very pleased to see you, Audrey, of course, but...
Well, here I am, all yours to whisk off to the snowy slopes of Zermatt with cries of vive le sport.
Nice idea, but now you're here, I wonder if I could ask you to sign something.
Oh, of course. Business before pleasure. The cheque for the other half of the parish hall heating repair, is it?
No.
What then?
Well, if you pass me that stick a moment, I'll show you.
Stick? What do you want with a... Richard! Your leg.
Ah, you've spotted it.
It's in plaster.
Broken in three places.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm sorry, Audrey, the holidays are off. I couldn't bend the knees if I tried. Well, would you sign my plaster for me, please?
To the Manor Born starred Penelope Keith as Audrey Forbes Hamilton, Keith Barron as Richard Devere, Angela Thorne as Marjorie Frobisher, Marjorie Withers as Mrs. Polovitska, Nicholas McArdle as Brabinger, Frank Middlemas as Ned, Geoffrey Whitehead as Dr. Horton, and Melanie Hudson as the receptionist. It was written by Peter Spence and produced by Jane Bertrand.